Shalom, everybody. The Torah in this week's parasha spends many, many psukim with seeming mundane psukim. Mundane conversations between Eliezer and Lavan, Eliezer and Lavan's family, all about Eliezer finding a wife for Yitzchak. And the Torah spends many psukim on that. And the Medrash in Breishis Rabbah in Parsha Samach says, in the name of Rav Acha, Yafeh sichasan shel avdei batei avos mitorasan shel banim. The regular, the mundane conversations of the avadim of the avos, those regular conversations are nicer than the Torah of their children. And the question is, why? How can that be? They're regular conversations, they're mundane conversations. Perhaps one can suggest that in order to answer that question, we have to get an answer to another question. In the second paragraph of the Shema that we read every single day, twice a day, the Torah says in Sefer Devarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Tes, it's Parshas Ekev, the Torah says, V'limadtem osam es b'neichem ledaber bam, the Torah says, teach your children, they must speak about Torah, they must follow the Torah. When? B'shivtecha b'veisecha, when you sit in your home, b'lechtecha v'aderech, u'v'shachbecha u'v'kumecha, when you're going on the road, when you're going to sleep, when you're waking up. And we have to ask the following question. The grammar seems to be off in that pasuk. Remember, we're talking about you and your children. We're speaking about teaching your children. V'limadtem osamas b'neichem. So why do we then say b'shivtecha b'veisecha? Teach your children the daber bam. We want to teach your children. So they should speak about Torah b'shivtecha b'veisecha. When you're sitting in your house, it should have said b'veisam in their house. It should have been said when they're going b'darkam, when they're going on their journey. U'b'shachbam u'v'kumam. We should have said you should teach your children to learn and to follow the Torah when they are traveling, when they are going to sleep. Why would the Torah say teach your children to learn Torah when you sit in your home? What does that mean? So the pshat must mean that you have to be sure to teach your children all the time, wherever you are, and whatever you are doing. Torah is so important that your teaching must be everywhere and at all times. That must be, I think, the pshat of the psukim. But that's very, very hard and not very practical. I have a job. I have to go. I have to go to the supermarket. I got to go to the mall. I got to go to sleep. How can I exactly teach my Torah when I'm doing all those things? How can I teach my children Torah when I'm doing all those things? This question is asked by Rav Yerucham Levavitz. Rav Yerucham Levavitz, who died in 1936, was the Mashkiach in Mir. And he says the following beautiful idea in his Sefer Das Torah on Parshas Ekev. Rav Yerucham Levavitz says the following. The Torah is, of course, very specific in its wording. The Torah here is commanding us to teach the Torah to our children. B'shivtecha b'veisecha. You have an obligation to teach Torah in everything you do, in every action that you perform, and everywhere you go. When you're at the office, do you work in a way that the Torah commands? Do you act honestly? Do you speak properly? Do you put your wealth and wealth creation in perspective? When you're at the supermarket or at the mall, do you shop in a way that the Torah commands? Do you purchase things properly, pay for things properly, purchase things that will help you serve Hashem, etc., etc.? How do you go to sleep? How do you wake up? Rav Yerucham says that our Torah learning should be reflected in our Torah living. B'shivtecha b'veisecha, v'lechtecha v'aderech. The Torah is not something to be taught only in the Beis Medrash, God forbid, but forgotten, chas v'shalom, when we're at the office or at the mall. The Torah is a Torah's chayim, a living Torah, a Torah that's applicable, a Torah that must be applied in everything we do. That's Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz on the Shema in Parshas Ekev. But perhaps one can suggest that that is the meaning of what the Medrash says in Parshas Chayei Sarah. Yes, the Torah spends many, many psukim on what one would call regular, mundane conversations. And yet the Medrash says, Yafeh sichasan shel avdei batei avos mitorasan shel banim. Why? Perhaps what Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz says in Parshas Ekev applies in Parshas Chayei Sarah as well. Eliezer watched everything that Avraham did. Everything that Avraham did, not just how he learned, not just as how he was in the Beis Medrash or in the Shul, but how Avraham interacted with others, how he engaged in war, how he engaged in business, how he engaged in commerce. Eliezer saw that, and he dealt with others the same way that he saw that Eliezer dealt with others the way he learned his Torah. Eliezer saw what Avram did, and Eliezer dealt with the people that he dealt with in the way he was taught. And the Torah reports that to us. How to deal with others, how to talk to others, how to engage in marriage, how to engage in business. It's all Torah. The Torah must be applied and not kept in a box and not kept in a shelf. It must be brought to life. Avram taught Torah to Eliezer, not just directly, but indirectly in everything that he did. Have an amazing day, everyone.